The Independence Seaport Museum in Philadelphia has a new exhibit that explores how the United States recovered economically from its own Revolutionary War. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the birth of American trade with China.
When the American colonies declared independence in 1776, they lost their only offshore trading partner, England. So when the new nation defeated the British in 1783, it asked itself, what do we do now?
That's, I think, a really critical moment. And pretty soon after that, we've got to start looking to the outside because we can't exist alone.
That is Peter Siebert, president of the Seaport Museum, where the exhibition Seeking Profit and Power uses artifacts and manuscripts to show how the new nation established trading partners in China. Vast fortunes were made. Stephen Girard of Philadelphia, the country's richest man, did robust trade in China. A Chinese merchant named Hokwa sold most of the tea available in America and became the richest man in the world. Americans coveted Chinese porcelain, and they wanted it to look American. So they sent over patterns of bald eagles and country estates to be painted onto Chinese china.
It was very much establishing our national identity. You know, hey, we're a new nation. We're not British. We're not French. We're us. You see that on the porcelain.
Seeking Profit and Power opens Friday, March 20th, and will be on view until 2028. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
As war in Iran continues, so does the surge in gas prices, which are up close to a dollar. Drivers are hurting at $4 a gallon gas, and it could become the norm by the weekend. Josie Horn was buying gas at a convenience store in Bala Cynwyd, where it's already $4 a gallon.
Yeah, gas prices have been out this crazy, really crazy. I used to put like $40 in my tank and get a full tank. Now it's like $60. The economy is constantly going up, and the pay raise is never going up.
Jana Tidwell of AAA Mid-Atlantic says the price of the pump continues going up from just over $3 a gallon before the war started to $3.89 for regular on Wednesday.
Whether we hit $5 or not, whether we break record highs, that's all tied to this conflict in the Middle East.
For now, drivers are digging deeper to fill their tank with hopes the conflict and price increases will soon come to an end. The searches in testifying for fugitives wanted for murdering two tow truck drivers in Philadelphia. The United States Marshal Service has now joined the search for Najee Williams. David Garcia Morales was shot and killed December 22nd in the 4200 block of Tarsdale Avenue. 3 weeks later, Aaron Whitfield was shot to death along Bustleton Avenue. Police says Williams owns another towing company, and this was a territorial dispute with the towing industry. The reward in the case has now grown to $21,500. A vote to approve a pair of bills to protect renters appears to be on hold as Philadelphia landlords took the matter to court. The bills introduced in April of 2025 by Councilmember Nick O'Rourke are designed to protect tenants, but now they have to go back to committee because of allegations that a deal was cut behind closed doors.